This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. In Dearborn, Michigan this week, FBI agents raided the offices of two Islamic charities. The government believes that one of them is actually a fundraising arm for the terrorist group Hezbollah. NPR's Celeste Headley reports.
The organization is called the Goodwill Charitable Organization, and it's not related at all to Goodwill Industries, the venerable institution most Americans are already familiar with. But Special Agent Don Clenny says the Dearborn charity is under investigation by the Joint Terrorism Task Force.
The Goodwill Charitable Organization is shut down, no longer doing business. Bank accounts have been frozen.
Clenny says another charity called Al-Mabarat was also raided on the same day as the Goodwill charity.
The Al-Mabarat charitable organization is still ongoing because it was not designated as being an organization affiliated with the terrorist group Hezbollah.
Agents hauled a number of boxes out of the group's offices, but they didn't make any arrests or issue indictments. Clenny says the FBI had reason to believe that the group has been funneling money to terrorists in the Middle East, but the decision to shut down the Islamic charity came from the top in Washington.
The information was provided to the Office of Foreign Assets Control in Washington and the White House, and they actually made the designation regarding this particular charity. Once they make this designation about a particular charity, then we executed a search warrant.
Before the raid, FBI agents held a meeting with a number of local religious leaders, including Muslims, Christians, and Jews. The FBI wants to avoid any misunderstandings, especially within Dearborn's large Muslim population. Imam Muhammad Ali Elahi says he's happy the FBI opened a dialogue, but he's still concerned there's a gap between investigations motivated by evidence and those that are launched on the orders of politicians.
Especially if the decision doesn't come from Justice Department. In that case, we want to make sure that it really is not based on political agenda and make sure that things are fair and investigated truly.
There's still lingering resentment in Dearborn's Muslim community over the FBI's raid of another Islamic charity last year. Agents searched the offices of Life for Relief and Development, but have never brought charges or made any arrests. That organization is demanding the FBI return what it seized. Imam Elahi says there have been a number of searches and seizures in Michigan over the past few years, but no successful prosecutions.
After so many years after 9/11, we haven't found even one case of, like, one suicide bomber or, you know, one terrorist or anybody being involved, any terrorism.
Elahi says raiding Islamic charities in Dearborn without issuing indictments is making a difficult situation worse. He says Arab Americans are already caught in a squeeze.
We as mainstream Muslims, we are attacked by extremists as being infidels. And then we are attacked by our own neighbors, be disrespected, insulted by them. That is really so painful.
FBI agents also searched a number of other businesses and homes in the Dearborn area. The warrant against the Goodwill Charitable Organization is sealed, so agents aren't saying what they were looking for or what they found in the Dearborn offices. The FBI is coordinating with the U.S. Attorney's Office to determine if charges will be brought. Celeste Headley, NPR News, Detroit.